Bubbler Talk, quenching Milwaukee's thirst for knowledge.
I'm Rachel Morello, and like many of you, I am a total cheesehead. Packer pride is arguably one of the strongest fandoms in professional football. As far as college football goes, Wisconsin is synonymous with the Badgers, but they're in Madison. Which brings us to this week's Bubbler Talk question. Why isn't there a big college football team in Milwaukee?
The UWM had a football team for a long time. It actually started in 1899 and ran through the mid-1970s.
That's Ben Barbera, curator at the Milwaukee County Historical Society. He revisited the city's college football scene for his latest exhibit on Milwaukee sports history. Turns out both UWM and Marquette used to have varsity football teams, and winning ones at that.
The UWM played at various different levels, Division II, NAIA. In the 40s and 50s, they were pretty successful, won a lot of conference championships. Marquette also had a very successful football program. They started playing in 1892, and in the 1920s, they were one of the best teams in the country.
Both schools sent players into the pros, guys like John Big Train Sisk and Laverne Dilweg, who went on to play for the Packers and, sadly, the Bears. But despite their success, both programs only lasted through the late 60s and early 70s. School leaders voted to disband the teams. Why? Barbera attributes it to a combination of university funding issues and low attendance.
Milwaukee wasn't a big college football town in this period, so the teams weren't drawing particularly well, and athletic department budgets weren't what they are today. The most expensive sport by far in any athletic program is football because of the equipment, the number of players, number of coaches. And so for both of these schools, when they were looking at their budgets, they knew that the biggest, easiest savings was going to be to cut the football program.
That allowed UWM to save other sports, like basketball, soccer, baseball, and volleyball. But football hasn't been entirely wiped out on campus. UWM has had a growing club football program since 2003. Here's team president Dean Sopcich, a junior.
Well, I think the general consensus is that, oh, we don't have a team, so then that's kind of the end of it, but people wouldn't know to go and look further for a club team that we have on campus.
Just like an NCAA team, Panther Club Football travels to play other schools. They compete within a conference, facing off against club teams at schools as wide-ranging as Southern Illinois Edwardsville and Ohio State. Their season ends in playoffs, and if they win, a national championship. But unlike a varsity program, this club squad requires less of a time commitment. 2 practices per week and about 8 games per season. And students run the show, managing budgets, coordinating schedules, fundraising. Some club teams even rely on the players themselves to act as their own coaches. Panther football runs with the help of 6 volunteer coaches, including head coach Sean McKenzie. He played for the club team back when he was a student at UWM.
I think a lot of people associate club sports in general at kind of a lower level, like intramural sports. People just don't really think we're an actual football team. When we are, we put on pads, we hit people, you know, we play pretty high-level football.
Lack of spotlight is an obvious drawback to playing for a club team. Junior Dean Sopcich says at times, it can seem like the UWM community lacks school spirit because there isn't quote-unquote real football here. But he thinks his team can build morale back up.
I don't expect us to get to Madison level, but if we can get people to our games, we can supply that demand that people are asking for.
The team finished with a 3-2 record last year, something they'll work to improve next fall. Hopefully, with more fans in tow.
Support for this season's Bubbler Talk comes from Educators Credit Union, a member-owned credit union dedicated to helping those who live and work in Wisconsin make informed financial decisions. More at ecu.com. What's got you scratching your head about the Milwaukee area? Submit your question at wuwm.com/bubblertalk.